few years like that that we went, because back then, everybody yelled his own crop.
Yeah.
Well, we didn't grow peanuts, but we had a lot of cotton back them days, you know, and sometimes we'd get a nickel a pound for it.
Mercy. That didn't seem like much. Had to raise a lot to
it. Had to raise a lot of it.
Yeah.
And it'd be along about the 1st of December before we could get on picking cotton. Not only us.
Mm-hmm.
The country over, you know.
Sure.
Get it picked down where we could go to school. When we come home, we'd have to grab a cotton sack and pick till dark.
Yeah, after you got in.
After we got home.
Right. How far did you walk to the school? Was it not too far up there?
About 3 miles. The old Willis schoolhouse back over yonder, because we lived at that time across a creek, little creek back over here.
Mm-hmm.
And it was some 2.5 or maybe 3 miles across there.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, then the little three-paved road through the woods, so you didn't have to go slam around the world to get
went the closest way, didn't you? Okay, and tell me about, you've told me that your mother and your father both were born right around here, too?
My father was born, I reckon, right up here on the hill where that house is.
And what about your mother?
And she was, I can't say whether she was born here over here in Sumner, just above the Baptist church.
Yeah.
But anyhow, she was raised there.
Uh-huh. Okay. And do you know how much your mother went to school?
No, I don't.
Uh-huh.
She had education enough. She could, like me, she could scribble a little, write, and read, and all like that.
And your father?
Yes, ma'am.
About the same?
My father had a fairly good education. He worked on books. He worked in the management. Back then, he was a job like it is now. Working stores and all like that.
I see. Okay. And do you know anything about on way back their families, you know, like did they come from another state to this area? You ever hear anybody say anything like that?
Well, I can't say for definitely, but I think it said my great-granddaddy come from another state, but I can't tell you where it was at.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's hard to trace that sort of thing back, isn't it? Okay, and now, if you don't mind, I need to ask your age, too.
I'm 57.
You told me, I thought on that. And your religion, you're Primitive Baptist, too?
No, I'm Church of God.
Church of God, okay. And your occupation, you've been a housewife and that sort of thing? Okay. And
well, we both. I go with him to his church and he goes with me to mine.
Sure. And were you born somewhere around here?
In Berrien County.
In Berrien, I see. Okay. All right, well now this is sort of piddling stuff, as I said, and if you don't, I'll have to sort of talk around some of it, so be patient with me, okay,
because
we're not supposed to say the word, we're just supposed to stop and let you sort of guess what it is we mean. Okay, what do you call the later part of the daylight hours before supper, around 3 or 4 or 5 o'clock, you might say, oh, I expect to see him later on this
afternoon.
Okay. And what do you call the time of day when the sun first appears? You say, I got up this morning before
good light.
Okay. Okay. Would you use a word that has the sun in it? I got up before?
Before sun up this morning.
Okay. If there, when you're talking about the time of day that the sun disappears, you might say, I've got to get the cows in before
dark.
Okay, and you'd use an expression with sun in it, before sun?
Before the sun goes down.
Okay. Would you be more likely to say sunset or sundown?
Well,
you wouldn't say either one of those?
Sunset, then.
Okay. I mean, all of those are good. I want as many different ways as you can think of about it. If there's been a storm,